Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Price City Mayor Mike Corionis and Terry Willis. So thank you guys so much both for coming to sit down with us.
It's our pleasure.
So you have the Mayor's Walk coming up, part of International A's, coming up on July 27th at 7:30 a.m. And that's an exciting event. I was in the city council meeting where you guys kind of talked about it. So could you just kind of explain kind of the history behind this event?
Yeah, and I give credit to Sarah Raby and Jerry Gember and Jade as we were recognized as a healthy city. And that was Sarah Raby that put us on the map with Utah Leagues and Cities. And so as we went down and received that award for being a healthy city, and how could we keep this motivation of being a healthy city to our citizens? With that being said, we came up with this Mayor's Walk. And last year was the first year we did it. We walked our main street because, you know, Price Main Street has been chosen as a pilot project under, you know, Main Street USA, Brigham City and Price City. But now we got other cities that have latched on to their main streets or part of that program in the state of Utah. The Mayor's Walk, we want to get everybody out. We're going to do yoga in the morning, get their body stretched out. Then we're going to walk Main Street, and we're going to talk about some points of interest. And we're hoping as a council, you know, Terry and I, to bring a lot of people forward so that they know the history of Main Street. Or if we don't know it, they might. And that's the other part of it. It's a learning experience for all of us. We're going to talk about the mural. There's a map, and we'll be posting that on Facebook, getting that out in front of everybody, so that people know where we're going. And then there's a little breakfast for everyone that shows up. So you got different people that have supported this, Castleview Hospital, you know, the health department supports this, and Price City. That's what this is about. And we're hoping each year it grows with International Days, that this, you know, brings part and starts the day for everyone.
Now, Terry, let's kind of talk about the planning process of this event, because big events like International Days, every little thing has so many different moving gears, so many different ways things could go. So can you just kind of talk about what planning this event was like?
Well, we've met over the course of the last 6 months, making sure we had all the pieces in place, finding, you know, working with Castleview Hospital to get those yoga mats donated. So everybody that shows up will get a free yoga mat, working with different community members to put together a pretty cool swag bag. And we discussed making sure that it was dog friendly. And we want to make sure that as people bring their dogs, they make sure if it's too hot, maybe leave them at home. But the weather right now looks like it may be very cooperative. But we do expect dogs to be on leash and under control. But we do want to make this a dog-friendly event, because that encourages people to get out and walk a little bit more. Our community for a long time was known as one of the least healthy in the state. So this is a great way that we're starting to turn things around and improve the health of all of our citizens.
And that's just incredible. I love things like this. You know, you're taking this community and you're really catering events towards them. And it's so fun. I've loved every part of International Day so far. So props to you guys for putting together just an incredible celebration. Now, Mayor Mike, Terry, unfortunately we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
We're listening to the community and trying to put together whatever we can to make it a quality of life. And Terry was the one that put that in my brain. She's educated me on that. And that's what we're looking at as a council. And I have to give a shout out to our staff, Price City staff. You know, they work very hard on all these things that the crazy mayor or council comes up with, and they have to, you know, rise to that occasion. And it's not always easy, because they also have those services that they have to do, you know, to the community. So we just love what they're doing. I did forget the Association of Government that's helped us also with this Mayor's Walk. Sorta. So that's Jerry Gamber and Jade Powell. So that, and they've been very instrumental in helping with this also. And that's also with Helper. There's a Mayor's Walk too at the Arts Festival. So I'll put a plug in for that Mayor's Walk.
So just a lot to be excited about here in the Castle Country area. And I'd like to thank you guys again both for coming in to take the time and sit down and talk about these great events. Again, we were talking about the Mayor's Walk coming up July 27th, starting at 7:30 a.m. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.